always know it's going to be a good day when you know it's going to be, you can take off the monitors. I don't need the monitors at all. No monitors. Good. You always know it's going to be a good day when there are more press people than there are attendees, because it means they know what I know, is that over the period of time that we're here, we're going to have what needs to be a growing release from the kind of silence and fear that has made it very difficult for Americans of conscience since 9/11 to speak out and voice the kind of patriotic concern for the morality of the direction of our country. We are not here as people who hate America. We are Americans who believe that we stand for something. We are for principles, not for political parties. We are for negotiation, not bullying and intimidation as a way of resolving conflict. We are aghast how, in the name of our presumably being at war, and we were not at war at the time, there was presumably sufficient cause to abrogate the rights of habeas corpus, the Constitution, in the name of war, that we have been given the message that it's okay for the haves and the have-nots to become more and more distant, to do what would have been catastrophic in the era of the Cold War, which is to have a policy that said you can have preemptive attack. And by doing so, we have given permission to Israel. We have been given permission to everybody in the world to preemptively attack, and brought the world closer to hatred and the churning of the efforts to resolve conflict by killing. We don't think that's very American. And we say that as Americans who love America. There was a time when I was in high school, when if you spoke out, against the government's policies, you were labeled a communist. And people were intimidated, and that era was called the Joe McCarthy era. It's now looked upon as one of the darkest eras in America's political history. We are in an era equally dark, except far more dangerous, because the capacities of the United States and its policies to precipitate an Armageddon scenario have multiplied inconceivably since that time. So for me, I want to first thank the on Hiroshima Day. Our brothers and sisters have come from Japan, who know better than we will ever know what it means to have the forces of war run out of control in the model of Armageddon, and thank them for helping us to remember what we must do, and that we must bind ourselves together and act together to end the madness. And in the spirit of that, I will speak some more, but it's much more important to sing. Say once again. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. In my sister's sister's soul, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. In my sister's sister's soul, I'll tell you what, I can't hear you at all because you're too far away. So everybody who's here, this is not for the cameras, this is for me. Come right up here, okay? And then you can hear each other sing, I can hear you sing. Now if you find that it's being a New Yorker, that getting up from your seated position is something that is really beyond your capacities, then you've just reconfirmed that other aspect of yourselves as a New Yorkers, which is not necessarily commensurate with the energy that it took for you to come here in the first place. So, if you can't hear me and don't understand what I'm saying, would you please raise your hands? And that kind of oxymoronic request is appropriate. Okay, now come squinch it very close so that you're no more than 1 foot from the person to your right and your left, and you're no more than 1 foot from the person in front of you. All the people who cannot even begin to think of doing this, think about the fact that if you were young, the way you once were, you would just rush right up here. But you're only confirming the difficulty that you have moving your body. Okay. It only happens in New York. Okay, come on close. Here we go.